Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Yes, indeed. Received with infinite love and great attitude. You are indeed listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show. We're here to support you on your transformation journey. And today, the task for the day is to tap in, go deeper into your sacred medicine. We all have it. The side effects of transformation and transformational. So it's time to tap in. It's time to tune in and get turned on because you are the one. And here's another reminder that you are the one.
I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. I am peace. I am here. I am strong. I'm free. Well, I'm the delight of God. I am you. I am healed. I am love. I am great. I am wonderful. I am whole. And I am free.
And that is the truth of our identity. The identification of the entity called you. Sometimes we forget. Sometimes we get caught up by the physical appearances. And we think the physical expression of ourselves is the only thing that matters. The truth is, there is a part of you that can't be seen with the physical eyes. It is the grounded you. It is the expanded you. It is your sacred medicine. And we are supporting you to embrace it. With your permission, of course. Why? Because you're a spirit dancer. And you're here to express yourself, your gift, your talents, your love, your joy, your peace, your kindness. And the world is looking forward to it. But more importantly, you are. Let's get our groove on. The Secret Scales and the Common Ground Collectives. Spirit Dancers. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show. And we'll be back. 347. 426-3346.
Take a stand, stand your ground, spirit dancer, bring the spirit down, talking drama, make that sacred sound, it's our movement, and it's going down. Take a stand, stand your ground, spirit dancer, bring the spirit down, talking drama, make that sacred sound.
Stand your ground,
spirit dancer,
take you there,
spirit down, talking
that God has created. What God has created, no one can destroy, not even you. That's right. You have been created, and you can't even destroy yourself, even if you try. You can transform yourself. As a matter of fact, you were never created. You're just energy transformed. Energy can never be destroyed or created. And if everything is energy, then you are energy. And you can't die. You will never be born. You've just been transformed from moment to moment to moment to moment because you are spirit dancers. When you move, your energy changes form. And you go down, it changes form. And other people that experience you can help resonate with you. Ah, what a wonderful universe we live on. Musiki Scales and the Common Ground Collective Spirit Dancer. And of course we started, you can find them on Facebook. And we started the show as always with Carly Jackson, reminding us who we are. We are one with the one. We are one with love. We are one with light. We are one with one another. We are one with those we don't like. We're one with those we can't stand. And not only that, you are one with your emotions, your energy in motion. You are even one with the part of you that you're struggling with that maybe you don't even like. And the healing is simply allowing yourself to be one with it all, without judgment, without criticism, knowing that there is so much more that you can't even think about. There's so much more that you haven't even dreamed about. That you're part of a universal story. And as long as you be one with you, be one with all, be one with life, you get to decide what that beingness looks like. Oh, you're on script. You in your lane. You stand on your lane. When all the actors play their role perfectly, we'll all receive an Oscar and so much more. We'll graduate in dimensions. You might go to the next level, the fifth dimension. After a while, you say, "No, I don't want to play this movie anymore. I want to do that. I want to let go of my body. I want to just float around in the universe and inspiring people." Life is good. And it's getting better. And I welcome you to the house of love. Welcome home. Good afternoon, good evening, good night, good morning, good day to you, wherever you may be at this very moment in time. Thank you, thank you, thank you for tuning in to Life Conversations Radio, where change is inspired, where change begins, and you make a difference. You make a difference because you exist. You make a difference because of you, I get to know who I am. Because of you, the planet is not the same. It was a certain way before you arrived. And once you showed up, it shifted. And every time you wake up, you shift the planet one more time. And collectively, we are increasing the vibration of the planet. And we see the reflection coming back to us, but sometimes we forget, like, what's going on in the world? You are going on. You're raising your vibration. You're waking up. You're meditating. You're praying. You're claiming and declaring your divinity. Oh, that's some fire right there, and it can't help. It's law. You can't help but see that reflected back to you. So all the BS, once in the dark, gets revealed, and people rebel. Relationships change. People say, "I can't do this anymore." You challenge yourself like there's more to me than what I'm doing right now. Keep listening. Keep praying. Keep affirming. Keep knowing that you are the one. You are listening to the Ask Life Coach at a radio show on lifeconversationsradio.com, of course. I am is your host. The I Am presence is uniquely expressive as Life Coach at a. And I thank you for being here. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being part of this transformation. This is a soul agreement. Whatever you're bringing, whatever you want to receive, it all belongs. Together we're going to tap into the sacred medicine collectively and individually. I declare and know that whatever you want out of this conversation, you will receive it, even if you don't see it with your physical eyes. Your soul knows what to do. Dr. B. Sirius will be joining us real soon. And the topic, the theme today, is tapping into your sacred medicine. And, of course, the theme for the month is living a balanced life. And he's going to be joining us, and we're going to have a conversation about really living a balanced life, being in the middle, honoring our emotions, honoring our mental body, our spiritual body, our physical body. So we may be in that perfect space, that space between the unconscious and the conscious, the invisible and the visible. And you can look at both and say, ooh, look at my divine self. Wow, beautiful. Look at my physical self. Wow, beautiful. But I see something there that's kind of different, but that's okay too. Well, I'm a bit smaller than other people. That's fine too. I'm bigger than other people. I'm darker than other. Oh, but that's fine, because it's all an expression of the divine. Oh, wow. Wow. Watch out, world. Wow. Words of wisdom. Wow. Life is good. It's getting better. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for being here. Those of you listening online, appreciate you. Welcoming you home. Ashende, my brother, is in the house. The dark is in the house. We've got silent listeners disguised as guests. We have our guest host, who is always ready, willing to step in to host the show whenever she's called upon, because she's always ready. Lulu. We have Yvette in the house. We have Celeste in the house. I am full of myself, and I'm loving it. Yes, it's time to be full of ourselves and love every part of it. When people tell you, you're so full of yourself, look at them and smile and say, you're right. It took me a long time to get here, and I'm so glad I can do that now. You may want to try it. Let's bring on the lady with the silk voice. Where are we going? We're going right here. Hello, Celeste. How are you doing?
Hello, Life Coach. Today, you have a lot of fire today.
Well, what can I say? Just
indeed.
Fill in the vibe. Just fill in the vibes. The vibes will set you on fire. How are you doing?
That's funny.
I'm good. I slept a lot and spent
good.
Some time talking to family, which I don't always get to do. So I'm here and happy to be here. Looking forward to Dr. B. Serious.
So we can get serious about being playful about life. You know how to go there. I mean, come on. You got to go.
I think it's very necessary to play right now. So,
you say what?
It's very necessary to play right now. I get it.
Oh, my God, yes. Oh, my, that's where the real healing is. We get so serious about our spirituality, and we're wondering why we don't get it, or why we're still doing what we're doing. Why it's not working? I've been meditating. Or then some of us say, I got it. I know I don't need anybody. But the truth is, just relax. As you did on your show on Sunday, what you were telling us, the whole thing is about becoming like little children, having a heart of wonder and being curious and surprised about life. Like, wow, what else am I going to discover? You know, just like little kids walking through a garden, touching the butterfly and the flowers and say, oh, my God, what's that? Oh, my God. And when we get into that space, we walk around going, life is good. It's like, what's wrong with you? Ooh, I'm having a spiritual orgasm. Oh, my God, I'm so grateful. Come have some of this.
I can't take it.
Right. It's true.
I can't take it.
Spiritual orgasm is the best. It's like, you want some of that? Oh, wait a minute. Hold on.
You did.
That's what we're about. Help you tap into your sacred medicine. We want to help you tap into your sacred self. Yes.
Okay,
no, too many people too many people are walking around without having a spiritual orgasm, and they're mean, and they're just like, sometimes they're just depressed. They're just hard and crusty. Yes, don't get me started.
I don't even know what you're talking about. That's hilarious.
You don't know what I'm talking about?
I'm always happy and rainbow bright. Thank you very much.
All right. Be wherever you are. I'm happy with being where I'm at. I'm just going to have my moment. Now I'm going to have a cigarette. And,
blow
the smoke into the ethers and saying, thank you, God, for life. Okay.
That would be an air cigarette because we love your lungs today, right?
Oh, my I'm talking about the real tobacco. Not anything that's been added to it. I'm talking about the essence of life, where you get to send your prayers up into the universe. Don't say, girl, you better be careful.
Hey, go ahead, man. I love
it. Don't try me.
No, you're right. Tobacco is sacred medicine when used correctly. I agree.
That's right.
In a peace pipe. Okay.
Don't let people confuse you. We've got to be careful not to let people who are confused tell us what the facts are, because they're confused. Mm-hmm. So they're only going to give you confused information. And then you think what they're saying is the fact. And then you take it out and tell somebody, and look at you, fool, who you been listening to? It ain't so in there. And then a few years later, they say, well, actually, we just discovered that we wouldn't correct our you know the deal. Anyway. We're tapping into our sacred medicine. We want to use the real medicine today. It's time to break rules and see with our spiritual eyes and know what is real.
Mm-hmm. I get it. And I surrender to the process of fun and spiritual edification that I'm going to get today.
Mm-hmm. I didn't get water today. Okay. I think it's a good idea for you to announce if you're ready, right?
Ah! Absolutely. And hey,
yes.
I love it. I'm sending love.
Why are you so giggly?
Oh, well, you know, because I'm a girl. I'm just kidding. Anyway, Lulu is sending so much love to you. I got to get it. It's me, Life Coach today. I want all the sick people, I guess, to know to listen today. I know that's right, Lulu. Share it on your page, sister. Don't you love one of those love streamers? Okay, let's get to the announcements because you've got a great big show full of a lot of power and energy. So I don't want us to miss it. So I'm going to do the announcements. Mm-hmm. Hello, family. Welcome to the Ask Life Coach Today radio show. My name is Celeste Morgan, and I'll be keeping you informed of all the happenings going on with the Ask Life Coach Today radio show and LifeConversationsRadio.com. You can find the Metaphysical Rebel, a.k.a. Life Coach Today, right here from Monday through Wednesday, 12 until 2 p.m. Eastern. If you happen to miss him live, all the shows are archived. You can even subscribe on iTunes by entering Life Conversations. You don't have to go a day without Life Coach a Day. Call in with your questions, thoughts, and anything you're dealing with so Life Coach a Day can support you. The call-in number is 347-426-3346, and make sure to press 1 on your keypad. Now, if you can't call in, you can post your questions on the Ask Life Coach Today fan like page. Just be sure to create a new posting because we really want to make sure that we get to you. Now, if you don't do or can't get on Facebook, go to LifeConversationsMedia.com. Hover on the Life Conversations radio menu, then you will see a drop-down menu. Click on the Ask Life Coach Today button and fill in an email. You can also join me around 1 for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, where I offer the energy of the day. Now, do you have questions or show topics you would like Life Coach a Day to consider for an upcoming show? You can email him that too at ask@lifecoachaday.com. The theme for the month of March is Living a Balanced Life. And we also have exciting shows on the Life Conversations Radio Network just for you. Be sure to join Ambassa Safira for the play experience every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern. Also, tune in to Ancestral Blueprints with Lisa Iverson and Life Coach Today, which airs on the last Wednesday of the month. And you can find me on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern on The Celestial Show with Celeste Morgan. For more information, go to lifeconversationsmedia.com. The Ask Life Coach Today radio show is also syndicated on Within Radio every Friday at 8 p.m. Eastern. For more info, go to inspirebroadcasting.com. And don't miss the musical odyssey of the Sounds of Soul with Adeyemi Nifoloshe on Saturday nights at 9 p.m. Eastern on 12radio.com. Don't let the soul train depart without you. Now, that wraps up your announcements. Let's welcome back Life Coach Adey.
Thank you, Celeste. I appreciate you. When I grew up, I want to be like you, a professional. You just do that so seamlessly. just got it. You just mastered it. Can't say mistress. Mm-hmm. Mistress it. Master is the way to say it. Funny, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Thank
we'll
you,
see
sir.
See you in a bit. You're welcome.
All right.
You are listening to the Ask Life Coach Adey radio show, and we're here to support you on your transformation journey. You're here to deliver your gifts. And we need each other. That is so, so important to know that we need each other, especially now. You know, if you imagine, I guess it's one of those things when you go to the, they call them, in England it's called amusement parks, but what is it called over here? You know, where you go and there's a, I know it, but it just escaped me. But there's ride, there's a big wheel, there's all kind of different ride and roller coasters. I mean, not, sometimes they move around. But anyway, you know what I mean? Kind of Six Flags kind of thing. Yeah, let me use that analogy. Some of those rides will bump you up and down and shake you, but you got to hold on to something. You got to hold on, and if you're not holding on, you might get bumped off. Especially some of the crazy roller coaster wheels, roller coasters that they have. They have to strap you down. You're dangling. And yeah, there's that kind of energy on the planet right now. It's shaking us up. And if we forget to lock arms joyfully and remind ourselves that we belong, yeah, you might get bumped off. You might get bumped off. But we want to make sure that even if you get bumped off, you have the strength to get back up. Because wherever you are, God is. Wherever you are, love is. You know, I talk about life being a tightrope. Doesn't matter if you're on a tightrope or if you fall off. You're still good because you're going to learn something from that perspective. You have a different point of view from being down there and from being up there. And it's all part of your universal image. It's almost time to bring on Dr. B. Sirius. He's in the house waiting, the medicine man, the master herbalist. Brace yourself. Get ready to be lifted up in consciousness. Get ready to fall in love with yourself in a whole new way. All right, let's tell you a little something about him. The number is 347-426-3346. 347-426-3346. Celeste, tell us
yes. A
little about Dr. B. Sirius.
It is my pleasure to do so. Dr. B. Sirius is a leading mind, body, and spirit medicine man, master herbalist, natural remedy and healing pioneer, and wellness educator. His mission is to create more harmony on the planet by transforming lives, one person at a time. Being a healing pioneer, Dr. B. has developed a mental balancing system called Subconscious Alignment. He is also a certified facilitator of the personal transformation technique, Psyche. Another form of Dr. B's healing medicine is the gift of music. He channels what he refers to as medicine music for the soul as a tool for healing, chakra balancing, and meditation. friends, and family, please welcome Dr. B. Sirius to the Ask Life Coach a Day radio show.
Yes, yes, yes. What's up, Doc?
How's it going, my brother?
It's all good. It's nice to hear you again. Whew, I got a charge from your voice just now. I haven't spoken to you in a long time. Actually, it's been a while. It's nice to have you in the house.
It's good to be here, brother. I'm honored to be with you.
Mm-hmm. So let's jump in. So let's just read a little something about you. There's so much more about you and can never be captured in a bio or anywhere else, even in a book, even if it's written like 10,000 volumes. But we want to ask you from your perspective, from your point of view, who are you? Who is Dr. B. Sirius?
Dr. B. Sirius is a being that comes to Earth to help bring people out of bondage, mental bondage, physical bondage. Mm-hmm. I am a revolutionary, one who changes the way things revolve. And I come to help people become more of a spiral than living in a circle. You know, when you just go around and around, you go nowhere. But when you spiral and create a spiritual or a spiritual life, you grow and expand. So my job is to help folks open and expand and grow and leave behind all that is no longer desired.
I know. Right. That's fear to just help. So we indeed be free completely, fully in every given moment. So let's just continue the conversation. This month, our theme is living a balanced life. And the idea really is to supporting listeners and integrating the spiritual truth emotionally, mentally, physically, that we may really know ourselves as who we are. And there's so many ways, there's so many modalities. Sometimes we get so caught up in using this modality of thinking it doesn't work. But it's easy to forget the power that is within us. So sometimes in the being reminded of the power within us, we go outside of us to find a way to get back to ourselves. And I want to ask you this. As the energy on the planet is shifting, so much going on, and you talk about helping people, releasing them and releasing them from bondage, what are the things that we need to be aware of right now as the whole planet is shifting and changing?
Well, first we should be aware that we are star material. We're stardust. And we are made of the things that make up all things. We come from the Akasha. This is the place and the space where everything exists at one time. And there is no time. There is only space. And space is the final frontier, to get into a space that is yours, creating an environment that is conducive to your life versus the life that other folks gave to you, the life that was passed down to you, the life you learned about in school and with politics in church. You, each person, must find the beautifulness in you, the be you. You have to be you, people. Being beautiful means to be more of you. And each person has to find out who they are at this particular time, because the last 6,000, actually the last 13,000 years have been one of a patriarchal society where we're being, through auto-suggestion, we're being told who we are. We're told what is right, what is wrong. We're told who we should be, how we should act. Mm-hmm. You know, we're given these morals, which is more rules, you see. And we very seldom ever get down to the place where we are. That star material that we come from, each particle within us, every cell, every organ, every organelle has information about everything in it if we could get out of the way. But our minds have been processed and programmed and downloaded with a bunch of references to things that actually are not conducive to us. So it's each person's responsibility to wake up and begin to release the things that are not truly theirs. You see, when we get down to who we truly are, and it takes some work to do this for the average person. Now, some people just wake up and do it, but for the average person, the encoding, see, the recordings that are in the head, the imprints, the programs are so deep that we now have this counterfeit personality. It's not ours, you see, and we wear it as a habit, as an outfit. See, your habits are your outfit. We wear those every single day as if they're ours, and we protect them and fight for them as if it's something we created, you see. But we have to realize that the house that we're living in may not be ours. When I say the house, I'm talking about the house of us, our own spiritual self. Your own personal self is like a house or a home. See, that home may not be yours. Therefore, what you may have to do is tear down this house. This comes from Rumi. Tear down this house. You see, you're only renting. You don't own it. You don't own the bedroom, the kitchen. You don't own the walls. You can't do whatever you want in this house or this home that you have borrowed, so you have to tear it down. And when you get down to the foundation of this place you call home, you have to take a pickaxe and break away the cement. You see, that's the root. You see, that's the basement foundation that everything that this house you don't own was built on. Once you get down and you break up that cement, you have to dig down in the soil, the rich earth, the rich mother underneath that foundation, that house. And if you keep digging, you'll find these beautiful crystals. And those crystals are your true original essence. And those stones are carnelian, the memory stone, the memory of all things. Now, once you hold on for the first time to your original essence, then you can begin to rebuild. I shouldn't say rebuild. You can begin to construct a home, a personality, a way of living, a way of life. You can begin to construct your foundation, your home, and every room within your conscious and subconscious mind, in your spiritual self, to be something custom for you, rather than renting and borrowing somebody else's stuff that doesn't fit yourself, your personality, your original self, very well. So once we're ready to tear down the house, as Rumi says, and get to the real us, we can reconstruct. But we've got to go through that thick material, that heavy, you know, that heaviness, that gravity. And sometimes you get down in there and it's this thick tar-like substance, and you think it's yours, and it's sticky. These are the old memories and feelings and experiences and emotions that are thick and heavy. They've got to be broken up. They've got to be taken out to the trash. And this is a beautiful time to do it because it's spring cleansing. Spring cleansing. Time to release all that we picked up through many winters, you see, many winters. That's what it's about, getting down to the essence, the essentials, and now constructing the person, the personality, the life we were born to live.
All right, so you just completed a show in that few minutes. But what we're going to do, we're going to extend it by unpacking everything you said. Now, so you're talking about this house. Someone may be listening to you saying, I feel like I don't belong here. This must be, I think this is what's happening. But then they'd say, well, first of all, I don't even know. Dr. B is talking about morals, more rules, and sometimes I don't even know if my thoughts are mine or if somebody told me. I feel the difference, but I get this idea of breaking down the house completely, but I don't know, because if I break the house down, I'm going to be completely homeless. I mean, I certainly don't know nothing about the plumbing system. I can't do this by myself. I'm going to be exposed. So as people listen, as we go through our own spiritual journey, how do we practicalize that idea where we can start to for some, it's take it slow. For some of people, it's just take a, in the world of Miley Cyrus, take a wrecking ball and smash the whole damn thing down. But whichever way we want to do it, how do we go about breaking down a house? Or maybe, because I'm sure there are people who have done that, but they still find themselves saying, ooh, this plumbing system especially, it stinks down here. I don't know if I can do it. What are things that we can do to help us in the process?
Well, just take today. Let's just take it one step at a time. Take today. And each thing that comes up in you that has an emotional attachment, whether it's a good emotion, a disagreeable emotion, a pleasing emotion, whatever it is, sit for a second and just sit with it and just feel it. And then look around and see if this feels good to you. Is this yours? Do you own it? Are you owning it? So let's say you're angry. And you're angry about something. The first question you might ask is, why am I angry? And if it's you're angry because somebody else said something to you or somebody else acted in a certain way around you and you became angry, then that person has got control over you.
Mm.
Because they did something or said something that has caused you to move away from your center. They're like a magnet pulling you. Like people say, you know, they made me mad. How many times during the day do people make you mad with words? Then you go back to the old childhood thing. You know, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words could never hurt me. If words are hurting you, if people's ideas about how you look and how you act, huh, have an effect on you, then they are through auto-suggestion, you see, suggesting things that go in you, and you automatically have a reaction to somebody else's words, then this is probably not serving you very well, because each time you lose your space, one time, soon as you lose your center, you lose control of the vehicle. How many of us out there have lost control of the vehicle? The vehicle's just riding, and it's just, you know, nobody's at the helm. You see, so if you're finding that other people's actions are causing you to be really upset, you need to stop and just look at that. And a lot of times mm-hmm. people get upset about something that they don't even have any facts about. They weren't there. They don't have a referent. They don't have a referent. They have a yes. reference. A reference mm-hmm. is when, yeah, you heard about it, somebody told you about it, you're all upset, okay? But you don't have a referent. A referent is when you have an actual experience, you see? Mm. So you may be wasting your life force energy on something you have no facts on, of something that you're upset because of the way you were trained, because of the way you were raised. You see, you have these belief systems that were given to you, that you've agreed to, that you have contracts with, but actually they may not be working for you. In fact, most of the contracts that we signed up until about the age of 18 were signed for us.
Mm-hmm.
When I say contract, I mean this is connections to ways that you feel and live based on your parents, based on your society, your neighborhood, your color, your race, your religion, your political position. You see, we've made these agreements. These are contracts. You see, if your mother reacted a certain way with your father, or your father reacted a certain way with your mother, then this a lot of times is something that we have inherited. So now we are acting out and living the life of some other people. And you may not actually at the root level, down at the core, have any feeling at the root for how this is outcoming in your life, how it's showing itself. But because of your feelings and your emotions and your contracts, it's almost like the crowd mentality. We find a lot of times we just follow the crowd. It's like the sheep. They're just going to follow the other sheep. So your parents got upset every time they saw something or heard something, and now you're upset. You see? And you really don't truly at the soul level have any connection to that. If you find today, and you should just look at your day and go through each emotion that comes up and sit for a second and just wonder, do I have actual facts about what's going on here? Was I there? Did I see it? Or am I upset about something I heard about or I read about, but I have no – okay, here's a good one. You read the newspaper or you listen to the news, and they tell you about something going on in another country that's supposed to be bad, and the leaders are bad, and they're heinous, and they did this, and they're killing their own people, and they're torturing. Then you get all upset. You weren't there. You're listening to this on the Tell Live Vision. Or you're reading the newspaper. You're reading the newspaper. Or you're listening to the 6 o'clock news. See, you'll be hung. They'll hang you because their job is to create a spin and to create emotion to get people to buy more stuff. To watch, you know, watch the news. You got commercials coming to you. They're loud. They're like 6 decibels louder than everything else. So now you just heard about this terrible thing going on in another country. Then they got something for your nervous system that's on the news. It's a drug. Ask your doctor about ambigabin. See, now when you are such and such, ask your doctor. Ask your doctor. You know, I'm upset about something that I just saw on the news. Then you got a commercial, which is the solution. See, there's this whole thing of problem. Right? Someone creates a problem. You know, if it's a big corporation or a political source, they create a problem. You don't know that they created the problem. Then they sell you a solution for the problem they created. So you run out and you buy the drugs. Or you follow the crowd. We got to stone Jimmy to death. Why we got to stone Jimmy? Because Jimmy had plants in his house. He had plants in his house, yes. And the church says we cannot have plants because if you have plants, then you're a witch. You see, and if you're a witch, we got to burn you. You see, and since it's my best friend, the priest is going to tell me to throw the first stone to make sure that I'm not down with him.
So that's right. And I ain't trying to out like that, so I'm going to throw the stone.
You see?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You got to throw the stone because the rest of the crowd is there, and they're going to stone you too. And this is how it is in society. A lot of times we just go with the crowd. We go with the tribe, and we feel like our parents and what they believe, that's part of the tribe. And we even take some of those beliefs into our new spiritual beliefs. Because I was talking to this lady yesterday, and she said she was a recovering Catholic, right? She's no longer a Catholic. Well, this lady is, she's like, she's going through a lot right now because she's attempting to break the bonds and the contracts of that life. And she's saying, now I'm living a totally spiritual life. But each time she attempts to do something that is more about who she is as an original person, the old person pops up and she becomes emotional and she breaks down because, you know, you're breaking down that old house, those old beliefs. And it's almost as if she feels like she's going against her parents. She is, does she hate her parents? No, she doesn't hate her parents. But her parents led her into something that's not for her. She's made a new choice. So we have to be careful that sometimes the emotions that you feel today as you go through your day, your attachment to them may not be totally yours. It may be part of the crowd mentality, the tribe mentality, you wanting to be part of something, or you wanted to be, you know, you want to feel good about being with a group. Because like you said earlier, brother, sometimes you break down this house. Who are you now? Some people don't know who they are without their problems, without their story. Mm-hmm. People got a story, and they start telling it within the first couple conversations about what had happened to them. You know, and this happened 40 years ago, and they're acting as if it broke down and crying and everything because it's very emotionally stuck in a realm of contracts. I have a contract with that thing. So while you go through your day to begin this change and to begin to let go of some of this, these heavy layers of stuff that is not necessarily yours, just stop for a minute when you feel an emotion and breathe. Mm-hmm. Just take control of your breath. Breathe really deeply. Inhale, hold it, and then release. And inhale, hold it, and release. And make sure you have some water around you because your nervous system cannot respond correctly if you don't have enough water. You have to have H2O to create the electrical spark that makes your nervous system arc. You see, your nervous system arcs. It arcs between what they call the synapses. If you don't have enough water, then that arc is not right, and you get like a roadblock of emotions. So you're feeling this stuff because there's no flow. Because when the emotions come up, we have to let them go. You see? Mm-hmm. So water helps to bring it up and let it out. But just be mindful of each thing that you feel and just do a little bit of auditing and stop and ask yourself a few questions. Is this mine? Do I like it? Where did it come from? Do I desire to keep it? You see? And that's even when somebody else is talking about you or saying something about you or you feel they're plotting against you. Let them plot. You standing in your zone, you see? You're standing on your square or your circle, whatever you want to call it. You know, you got to be like the duck or the goose. See, the goose, he goes under the water, dives in, and his feathers never get wet. There may be a few small droplets of water on the feathers, and they just shake, and the water rolls off their back. So let your emotions that are not desirable be like that water on the feather of the geese. And just let it roll off because it's only temporary. It's only a test. Mm-hmm. This is just an obstacle course that you created for yourself to make yourself better.
I just love you, Dr. B. I just love you. Yes, if you're just joining us, you're hearing the voice of Dr. B just downloading spiritual truth, speaking to yourselves, going beyond your intellect. Because if you try and think about it, you might have information overload. But if your soul listens to it, your cells listen to it. Ah, I remember. So if you have any questions, we know Ashanda has a question, and we'll probably do that on the other side. The number is 347-426-3346, 347-426-3346. Make sure you press one on your keypad. Dr. B. Sirius is a master herbalist, a metaphysician. He is an alchemist, a lover of humanity, and he is simply the man. His website address is elevationtime.com, elevationtime.com. We're getting ready to take a few minutes, but I wanted to ask you this question. As a master herbalist that you are, what kind of herb plants can one use to help in breaking the emotional contracts?
One of them is holy basil. Holy basil is also the ace of spades symbol that you see on the card deck. In fact, the card deck is a very deep thing that was set up. You know, there's some spirituality in the card deck. You see, that was actually taken. It's European now, but it was actually coming from some original people's concepts of life. But you notice the ace of spades is the highest vibration. The holy basil, also known as tulsi from India, this plant, it recharges the nervous system.
How do you spell Tulsi?
T-U-L-S-I.
Mm-hmm.
Tulsi.
Okay. Got it. Mm-hmm.
This plant normalizes the electrical flow across the synapses of the nervous system. It's an electrical herb. See, we are biophoton beings. Biophotons are packages of information that are stored in light waves. These biophotons are known as an alien creature. I want you to hear me now. These are beings that travel through the galaxy, through the cosmos, and they arrive at your genes. Your genes are also known as chromosomes. Chroma is light. Huh? Zomes are bodies. Your chromosomes are light bodies. These are living creatures. And what happens is let's look at the living creatures, your chromosomes as being females. They're all females. Mm-hmm. The biophotons are male. They're traveling as on light waves. They have the Ra energy. When the biophotons meet up with the chromosomes, they have a sexual intersection and connection. And they create whatever it is that the person desires. Their job is to come together and procreate your desires or whatever is on your heart. Are you feeling what I'm saying?
I'm taking notes. I'm in class. Go ahead. Go ahead. Teach.
Yes. We are photovoltaic beings, which means we turn light into action, electricity. You see? When the biophotons meet the chromosomes, they procreate your desires. If your desires are to feel sadness, lack, limitation, regret, you know, all of these things, and, you know, loneliness and all this stuff, they say, okay, this is what you'd like, and they create it. What holy basil does, holy basil comes in, it brings a type of electricity that is a refresher. It's like something that comes in and recalibrates the vibration in your chromosomes. Because if your chromosomes are all wound up, if your genes, you know, are on too tight, if you're wearing your genes too tight,
I'll get it.
That, you know, you've agreed that cancer runs in your family, diabetes runs in your family, your grandfather was a maniac, so maybe you might have a little maniac in you. You see, your father left your mother, so you may leave your brother. I mean, you know, it's all about leaving and going and taking, and it's about being at war with ourselves. It's like a fight that was created for a lot of us here because we were born in a war zone. We were born in a country with a language that is based in commerce and war. Our language is based in commerce and war. Our actions a lot of times are based in commerce and war. Even when we say we got to go to work, did you know that the word work to the subconscious is war? War. The subconscious doesn't hear your exact words. It hears the word tonality. It hears the sound vibration. So work and war means you got to fight for your job. You got to fight to get to the top. You got to fight to get your check. You got to fight to keep the money. You know how the money's always getting away? You're fighting to keep it. You see? Because you're born in war. So the chromosomes are storing the information of struggle. Now, the biophotons, I need you to hear me now. The biophotons are storing the information of everything as it actually is. It will unfold and bring anything into the environment and help it unfold when it meets that chromosome. But the chromosome is the one that is connected directly to you physically. So it's going to have an outcome based on what you have already got stored in your database, in the software. Are you following me now? So if you're able to begin to change your mind, then you could change your life. Change the way things feel within your environment, and it changes you. Holy basil comes in to bring the holisticness. It looks at the whole picture. It begins to connect to your entire life and begins to put things in their proper department energetically. Holy basil does this. Holy basil begins to, first it goes to the hormone system, the glands. Well, what do the glands do? The glands are computer systems. They're networks of computers. And they make hormones. Hormones are chemical messengers. I need you to hear that again now. Hormones are chemical messengers. They bring a light source, Horus. The light, the sun, Horus, hormone, they bring light or information, packages of light to different parts of your body. If that messenger, like if you tell your friend John to go tell your friend, you know, Mustafa, you send a message, you tell John, go talk to Mustafa and tell him A, B, C, D. John gets to Mustafa and says Z, D, F, A, B. He got confused because he put his own stuff with it. You see, he put his, you know, I want to tell you, I just want to tell you what the message is based on what I feel. And you put your own feelings with the message. So the messenger, right, is not correct. It's not pure. It's not the original message. Holy basil goes in and begins to work on the hormones, the chemical messengers, to keep their message pure. It refreshes the body, right? It recalibrates the nervous system so that you are feeling only what is pertinent and in front of you right now. It connects to the cosmos in such a way, it makes you, it puts you in a place of love, peace, and harmony in an instant. Just from drinking one cup of holy basil tea, you calm down. This is one herb. Holy basil grows on, if you're in Atlanta, a lot of, all over the United States, you can grow it. You can buy the seeds online. You can buy the tea. You can buy the capsules. This one thing will help you do the division. I need you to hear me, Brother Chief. You've got to first do division before you do multiplication. Now, see, in school they teach you multiplication first. No, you need to learn division first. You need to learn to divide all that is not serving you and cut it away. You've got to learn to excise it. You've got to learn to do the circumcision of the heart. Cut away all that extra stuff that is no longer desired. That's division. Once you get down to the core, Brother Coach, when you get to the core, then you multiply that. When you get to the root, you see? Because to change the fruit, you've got to change the root. You can't just spray stuff on the leaves because, you know, you got a problem and some of the apples don't look right. And you're spraying stuff on the leaves and you're trying to kill bugs and you're putting fungicides out there and herbicides. No, we got to get down into the soil, as my brother Eugene Alala talks. You know, it's about the soil, the life of the soil. Once you get down into the soil, then you'll find out where the deficiency is. The deficiency is in your root. It's not in the leaves. It's not in the fruit, which is the outcomes you have in life. If you got rotten outcomes, you got rotten fruit, it's because you got a bad root. We got to go feed the root. You see, once you do get down to that root and do the division and cut away all the things that are no longer desired, then you get down to what is desirable in your life, what is desirable, and you multiply it. And you focus only on that. If you focus on the things that are undesirable, and if you focus on what you don't have, and what you wish you had, and what you want, and all this stuff, and you focus on you can't have certain things because your genes are on too tight. What do you mean? Well, you know, you believe in gene determination because that's what you were taught, that your genes determine your life. But we now know that genes may only be responsible for 10% of your life, maybe. The rest is in your mind. It's your feeling. It's the way you see things. It's your perspective. You see? It's your point of view. It is not true. It is not a fact. It's just the way you see it. You see what I'm saying? You, if you watch television tonight, you watch the news, and you, they show you something happening on the news. Which is really funny because, like, I remember in Los Angeles we had the eyewitness news. And, you know, they would get there after the event happened and talk about they're there as an eyewitness. You weren't there? And people believe they were there. I'm here right now. And it's happening right now. And what happened? The man came along and such and they have this voice and they talk in this such a way. And you believe that it actually happened. And that's the way it is.
Back to you, John.
Yeah, back to you, John.
Back to you, Jerry. Back to you, Bob.
Back to you, Tom. You know, yeah, you got your back to me. You see? You're talking to me. You got your back to me. You see?
Oh, God.
Your ass is forward. You see what I'm saying? They're talking behind your back.
Yes,
their
yes,
job
yes.
is to sell those darn commercials. You see? They're not talking to you. They're talking to your subconscious and telling you, buy soap. Buy a new phone. Buy a new car. Take this drug. Rush off to get some fast food because it's only 99 cents and it's only been 99 cents for 99 years, but you don't know that. But you'll still buy it because they told you to buy it because it's like Pablo. You know, they ring the bell and the dog salivates. He wants to eat, so they keep ringing the bell. Are you following what I'm saying?
I am following you.
When we begin to adjust and cleanse and detoxify our system, we start getting down to our true stuff. You see, and holy basil is an herb that for the nervous system, it begins to send clear messages through your nervous system. It sends a pulse wave of electricity, which causes the chromosome, which is the female, she is opening herself to receive the biophoton, right? The holy basil makes sure that the biophoton and the chromosome are aligned so that they give birth and procreate the beautiful ideas, the ideas of success or the ideas of love that you desire to bring forward at this time. Holy basil.
Holy basil.
Holy basil, Dr. B. Good Lord. I just asked for herb and you broke it all down. So we're going to take a break and drink some water. I'm going to do the same thing and research holy basil and get you some. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach at a Radio Show on lifeconversationsradio.com. The number is 347-426-3346. My guest is Dr. B. Sirius. His website address is Elevation Time. If you're not lifted up by this, well, just give it up. We're going to take a break. We're actually going to do a commercial PSA, commercial break, and celestial moment. And then we're going to continue the conversation with Dr. B. Sirius. Let's go to Celeste. Woo! How are you doing over there, Celeste?
Yes, indeed. I'm doing great, and I want to – you could tell that this conversation is really moving people because there are postings going up right now about holy basil. Right now people are moving and putting it on their Facebook wall. Thank you, Dr. B. Serious.
Are you trying to tell us that holy basil is now trend because they listen to Dr.
Give B? Give it time. Give it time. But Lulu Santos is posting some amazing stuff. I'll see if I can put it in the on the events page as well. Thank you so much for that, Lulu. You're amazing. Okay, so let's get to it, right? Okay, so I know you guys are having – yes, sir. I know you guys are having a wonderful time with our special guest, Dr. B. Sirius, and Life Coach today, and I'm so happy to tell you about the upcoming shows that are going to be happening on the Ask Life Coach Day radio show for next week. Well, to finish up this week and then next week. So tomorrow, Life Coach today will be flying solo, expanding on living a balanced life. He'll be serving soul food for your consciousness. Then next week we have Dr. Akua Gray continuing the celebration of Women's History Month, focusing on mental and emotional wellness. And don't miss the brothers panel who are going to come in and talk about empowering our young boys. So make sure you miss these powerful shows because when you tune in, you get to be the change you want to see. Now, I have a special PSA for you, you beautiful people in it.
My bad. Go ahead. I need some basil. I need some holy basil. That's me. Well, you tricked me. Anyway, go ahead.
No.
Go ahead.
That really helped. That helped you get their attention because I want you to focus on this. If you're in Atlanta, make sure that you check out Wellness Through Healthy Living Health Fair at Hillside International Truth Center on Saturday, April 5th. From 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Eastern. You can get free health screenings and information, and you can find out how to love your body to life with workshops featuring energetic healing, HIV/AIDS testing, colon health, vegan eating, cooking, dealing with obesity, children and teen health maintenance, Reiki, Tai Chi, yoga, African drumming therapy. Definitely want to make sure you're in the house. So to find out where you can get more information about that, you can call 404-758-6811 or go to hillsideinternational.org. Yes, now you could be the change you want to see.
Thank you.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hello, this is motivational speaker Les Brown, and you're listening to Life Conversations. It's going to change your life.
Life Conversations, the radio show, is dedicated to empowering its listeners spiritually, emotionally, socially, and financially. The radio show provides the platform for the stimulation of thoughts, conversations, and ways of being that allow listeners to explore and examine what it is they believe and decide whether what they believe is keeping them stuck and disempowered or empowering them to live their best life.
Hi, this is Mark Hussin, founder of 12radio.com, and I'm here to support Life Coach Ade. I like what Life Coach Ade does. I like the Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and I like the message that's given out. If you like the message and you have a product that you'd like to also announce that would reach like-minded people, consider sponsoring the show. The pricing is great, and details will be given after this message. Keep spreading the love, guys. Thank you so much.
It's all about love. For more information, send an email to radio@lifeconversationsradio.com. That's radio@lifeconversationsradio.com.
What would happen if you didn't follow the established path? Would you feel scared or proud? Could you explain that helping the people of Peru improve their own community would also have an effect on your own? Would you rather make your own way or spend a lifetime saying, what if? Life is calling. How far will you go? Peace Corps. To find out more, call 1-800-424-8580 or go to peacecorps.gov.
Take a little shortbread, touchy nut bar. How many treats? Take a little shortbread, touchy nut bar. How many treats in the cookie jar? One.
Dad, you're supposed to jump over the rope.
One more time.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 1-877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Did you know that color therapy has been used for thousands of years? But many of us don't realize that we've actually been practicing some form of color therapy our entire lives. We choose the colors we wear, the colors we eat, our furnishings, and wall colors. And whether you're selecting a color for your next car or toothbrush, all of your color choices are meant to make you feel better. I'm Elaine Marie, the director of Aura House School of Color and Light, and the founder of Color Therapy Month. This March, please join me in celebrating the healing power of color. For ideas on how you can participate in this worldwide event, visit our website at colortherapymonth.com.
Life Conversations, committed to assisting you move from where you are to where you want to be. Have courage, make that move.
Hi, this is Jack Armstrong, author of Lessons from the Source. You're listening to Ask Life Coach Ade on LifeConversationsRadio.com. Many blessings to you.
Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Be the change you want to see. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade radio show. We are supporting you, assisting you to tap into your own sacred medicine, break that house, declutter, and get your all those beings inside of you that are having sex, the biophotons and the chromosomes, have them give birth to what you really want in your life. But you must first break the BS agreement, let's call it that. My guest is Dr. B. Sirius. His website address is elevationtime.com, elevationtime.com. But the time right now is for Celestial Moment with Celeste Morgan, and then we're going to continue the conversation with Dr. B. Hey, Celeste, welcome back. Oops, wait a minute. Okay, wait, let me try this way. Sorry, my bad.
Not a problem, okay, but I appreciate it. Okay, great.
Hey, now,
yes.
Joke.
Good afternoon, family. I am Celeste Morgan, and it is my pleasure to bring you Celestial Moment. Numbers give us information to help us navigate and embrace all that is showing up in our life right now. I come bearing a number gift. The energy of the day equals 5. And 5 is ruled by Mercury, and it's a freedom lover. 5 also reveals itself as the high priest, the teacher that navigates between a spiritual and earthly realm. The high priest is astrologically connected to Taurus, the bull. And the Taurus, the bull, is ruled by Venus. That's a lot of love. And the number 5 is also the sacred number of Oshun, the Orisha of love, beauty, and wealth. Now it just so happens to be Fat Tuesday today. And I'm sure they're dancing in the streets of New Orleans. So I thought it would be fun to put the focus on the 5th card in Black Angel cards. Behold the Dancer. The Dancer features a woman of African descent with one leg on the ground and the other in the air. She has on a flowing dress that does not limit her movement. You can feel her secret rhythm of gliding in the world with spirit and intuition. She is bringing forth all her soul has to offer. She does so with complete abandon. She may walk different paths in our lifetime. When she's awake, she is creative. And when she is asleep, she is passive. This is an ebb and flow, and it doesn't have to be wrong or right. But if it's not in alignment with her soul's journey, she will find herself feeling stuck. Root yourself in a belief that what you have to offer is worthy. Revival as a dancer is to welcome home the soul by releasing all of who you are into your creations. Are you ready? Then get set and let's dance. And that's the story of 5 through the Dancer of the Black Angel cards. All is well. I'll see you on Wednesday around 1 for another celestial moment. Thank you.
Thank you, Celeste. Appreciate you for all you do. All right, let's keep moving.
Thank you.
Yes, you have a
question, too. Is the chat room? Yes, I just pulled it for you, and you may want to
Okay, you stay there. You stay there. Don't go anywhere yet. You're listening to the Ask Life Coach Ade Radio Show. This song you're hearing is Destiny Muhammad. Destiny, harpist from the mood. Yeah, well, it depends on what mood you're in. But she's Destiny, harpist from the hood. To find out more about Destiny, her website address is destinymuhammad.com. Now we're going back to Dr. B, and we have a question for Dr. B. Go ahead, Celeste.
Yes, this is from Lulu from the chat room. How does Dr. B recommend taking the basil in tea or pill form, whole leaf? Question mark.
First of all, I'd like to go back to the Destiny harpist in the hood. From the hood is a very good friend of mine. We've actually worked together and done vibrational music. She is incredible. We've traveled. We played together on the steps of the White House for the Millions More movement. And she is a very, very, very deep celestial cosmic sister. So I just want to send a shout out to her.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is. She is a beautiful sister. Yes.
So the question is about the basil, the holy basil, how to use it. You can make it as a tea, but when you make the tea, don't boil it. You make your water really hot, then you put your tea in the water and just let it steep for maybe 10, 15 minutes. You can take the pills. You just have to be careful because some of the pills, the capsule that it's in sometimes is made of some material that can inhibit the electrical flow of the herbs. Mm-hmm. And you could also take it in a tincture, which is an alcohol extract. Or, you know, they have, you know, lots of different ways that you can ingest it. All of them are good. Just having holy basil on your property growing. Like in a lot of places in India, especially where they have girls and teenage boys, they have the holy basil growing around the houses and on the walkways. Because the very scent of basil keeps the hormones from developing too quickly. It keeps them at bay so that the person matures before they begin to get into, too much sexual activity too young, you see.
Wow.
And so it helps to regulate just to having the smell, you know, around you, you know. And people even make little sachets and things, little satchels and things, and put of holy basil in it. It has a almost like a minty type smell, because it's related to the mint in a way. It's like a distant cousin of mint. And all the mint plants are good for the nervous system. All the mint. But you could use it any way that you'd like. I mean, you know, however you can get it in your body.
Now, let's talk about the mental body. You know, we've talked a lot about the emotional body. Let's talk about the mental body. Mentally, we do sign contracts. You know, we hold on. You've talked about it, but I wanted to go a little bit in details and possibly maybe even talking about the kind of herbs that we can use to clear the mental congestion so that we can tap into our own sacred medicine. So tell us about the mental body.
Well, the mental body and the spiritual body merge at a certain point, and you really almost can't tell them apart, because the spiritual body has to do more with your personality. That's what spirit is, more like how you show up here. Your mental body is the collection of ideas, feelings, emotions, and experiences that you remember, that you are putting together. You're remembering a lot of times old stuff. See, one thing that we have been kind of duped into in the Western world is attempting to be intelligent, figuring and thinking and analyzing and trying to make things add up. You see, we were caught into this because it was all about education, learn more, study more, remember more. And it's just memory. You know, a lot of times if you don't have a true experience with something, it really, you know, how do you use it? Some of the stuff we learned in school is useless. It's just you were sitting there to make sure the school got paid. You know, it was all about your attendance. It was all about your attendance. You see what I'm saying? It wasn't about your attention. Yes. It was about your attendance, you see. Mm. So we have a lot of stuff in our minds that's basically intelligent, and this intelligence is very overrated because we know a lot of stuff, but what activities do we know? Mm-hmm. How are we using it? You see, it's different if you're using it. But if it's just mulling around in your head and you feel like you talk a certain way and you act like you don't have lips anymore and you can repeat whole dictionaries and I've read 1,500 books in 15 days and okay. That sounds real good, doesn't it? And people a lot of times, even in what we call the spiritual conscious community, it's just a whole bunch of information, and they got these words, spirituality, consciousness, awareness, ascension. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just, I just listen to it. I'm like, what are y'all talking about? These words don't mean anything without action. You see? Mm-hmm. Look, love doesn't mean anything without action. Love is an action word. I don't care about how many times you say you love me. I'm looking at how you act. You see, if you act all out of sorts and you can't control yourself and your emotions are getting the best of you, you know, if I let you, your emotions will get the best of me. You see? You see? So what we've got to do is let go of some of this pride and joy and contrast we have with intelligence, and we have to be more intuitive. At least begin to balance intuition or the intellect intellect, which is intelligence, with intuition. See, the intuition is just knowing. It's intuit. You just feel it. You're into it. What are you into? I'm into being me. I'm into feeling it in the moment. I'm into releasing and letting go all that that's not desirable to me at this particular point. You just feel it. You'll know. It's like, you know, I grew up as a jazz musician. And in jazz, we don't know what we're about to play next. We didn't rehearse this. You know, most of the jazz folks don't have a rehearsal to figure out what we're going to do in sheet music. No, we set up a certain theme or a motif, right? And we bring that as the center. That's our focus. And then each person takes a journey. And all the musicians in the band have to be into it. They have to vibe with you. They flow with you. They give you space to do your solo. And then when the next person does their thing, everyone supports that. You see, but to do that, you have to be in a place where you don't have all this intellect, because intellect is like reading music, looking at notes. You know, you see it, you play it. A, you hit the A. You see a C, you hit the C. And it tells you how long to hold the note down. It's actually mechanical. You know what I'm saying? You're like a machine. You see, But to be a jazz musician is to be a lover. A lover is not thinking. A lover is flowing in the moment with what comes to them and expressing to the highest degree all that is happening in the moment, which is the now, which is the present, which is the gift. And when you turn now around backwards, you get one. So you win when you live in the now. So the mental body should be focused on being a intuitive and just not worrying about what's going to happen. We don't know. We don't know. Wasn't that Kanye West? We don't know. You don't know. We don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen today. You know, I didn't know. You know, they did say, Celeste, you know, and she hit me up, and Yvette and them hit me up. We want you to be on the coach I did. I'm like, okay, we'll see what happens. I put it on the calendar and everything, you know. How was I, you know, I don't know. If it works out, if things line up, you know, if there's an intersection between biophotons and the chromosomes at the right space at the right time, you know, otherwise I'll be doing something else. But something's going to be happening in that space. We don't know, and we're trying to figure out what we don't know, and you burn up your cells, you burn up your body, your heart will attack you, your liver will attack you, your kidneys will attack you, you'll end up with diabetes, cancer, heart disease, liver disease, hepatitis, A, B, C, D, G, and then you'll also have ADD, DDA, BBG, GHFG. I mean, it just gets ridiculous. And they got to pill. Just take this pill. That's all you need is one of these pills and you'll be okay. In fact, take the free samples. And now you're hooked. And you didn't know, took one free sample and said you could never come off of it. Guy told me yesterday that, you know, he needed some products to help his testosterone levels are dropping. They said that, you know, he's not making any testosterone anymore. So they said that they want to put him on this drug that actually, as soon as they put him on this drug, he'll never make testosterone again. You need the drug from now on to be your man. His manhood is going to be in a bottle. It's going to be in a pill. It's going to be in a syringe. See, a lot of us, our manhood and our womanhood is in a syringe. It's in a bottle. It's in a, you see, it's in an activity. And that's what makes us who we are. It's in our clothes. It's in our shoes. It's in our hairdo. You see, these are supplements for who you truly are. But when you become a true lover and you live life in ecstasy, you see, when you live life like the original yogis, you see, the tantric masters, they weren't trying to make love and trying to, you know, have sex. They were intersecting in every moment based on what was present in the moment. You see, this is the beauty of being the lover. When it comes to you, if it happens, then you use the energy in that flow. But this is the challenge, Coach. Is not getting confused with past events. Stuff that was all intelligent, all this stuff that you got stored up in your head. Because that stuff that's stored up may not be usable when things happen that have never happened before. And everything that is happening now has never happened. History doesn't repeat itself. History has never repeated itself. History does not repeat itself. History does not repeat itself. Are you repeating yourself? If you're repeating yourself and you keep doing the same thing, then you're out of nature. You're out of time. You're out of touch. You're out of order, you see, because you have taken chaos and made it the new order. But when we are totally in refinement constantly, in forgiveness and gratefulness, when we are cleansing and letting go of the parasites, the mental parasites that's eating your mind alive, you see, old ideas and things that are like ghosts, hungry ghosts living in the moment, and they're haunting you, old ideas. This is what we call mental parasites. Then you got the physical parasites, the worms, the bacteria, you see, the vermin, you see. And once you have these two, the mental parasite and the physical parasite, you're eating alive. You can't be successful. You won't. Don't worry about it. You know, you're chasing two dogs through the park. You're not going to catch either one.
right, exactly. Yes. We have questions for you, Doc. And so let me bring on Celeste because we got some Celeste. Well, questions. You got questions for Dr. B.
Absolutely. And, of course, they're around plant life, Dr. B. I want to start with my question first, because I've always been curious about your name. And I watched Secret Life of Plants that features Stevie Wonder's music. And I know there's a really powerful part where you're talking about this tribe that's connected, that knew about the star Sirius. And that story has gone through all their generations. Like, they knew about the star. They knew there was another one following it. And I just wanted to know what inspired you to pull in as Dr. B. Sirius and your thoughts on plants, Secret Life of Plants.
First of all, Secret Life of Plants is a phenomenal book. And if you can get your hands on the movie, it's incredible,
mm-hmm.
the documentary. And this actually was, you know, the idea was started many, many years ago with the indigenous people through what's called animism. Animism is where you know that all things are living. Everything is living in the living energy universe. So you have respect for all things, you see. That's an original belief system before all the religions, okay? Now, this man, Bose, who was from India, he made machines that could read the language of plants. And could talk to the plants, and the plants could talk to him. That's the Bose stereo that you know of today. That all came from this mm-hmm. Indian man, Bose. Now, in the Secret mm-hmm. Life of Plants, they talk a little bit about him, and they get into some of the people, like George Washington Carver talked to plants. I mean, he only had a pen and a pencil. I mean, and a pad. That's mm-hmm. all he did. And the plants talked to him, and they all talked to all of us if we could get out of our way and get rid of the chatter and listen. But Secret Life of Plants is a powerful, powerful documentary about how plants have consciousness, and they come to help you. You see, plants are like our partners. So we breathe out carbon dioxide. They take that in as their food, and then they put out as a gift to us oxygen. They freshen the air. Like I was talking about, holy basil is an air freshener. Cannabis, marijuana is an air freshener. People hear that. I'm not talking about the smoke. I'm talking about the plant.
But, we have a question around that, too, but go ahead.
I know we do. And in this documentary, whew, you get me off track. Let me get back focused. Stop it. Stop it, coach. Stop it. Stop it.
Hey, I'm just saying.
But in this documentary, they prove that plants have consciousness. So I wish everyone would go and check that out. And also, Stevie Wonder made an album, which is the soundtrack, which is called The Secret Life of Plants. And in some of those songs, Stevie Wonder is playing with the plants because they were able to hook the plants up to synthesizers. And they actually play music, the most incredible music there is. You know, there was an arboretum down in San Diego that they built just for this. There's a lady, I can't remember her name, who travels the country with plants, and she hooks all the plants up to these machines, which are like, you know, they're vibration detectors. And the plants do concerts with her. If you search for her on the Internet, I'm sure you'll find her. I had her name in the back of my head. I can't grab it now. But is it Mylise? It might be Mylise or something like that. Something like that. I can't grab her name. But, yes, The Secret Life of Plants, and it's very, very phenomenal stuff to know about how these beings, the plant people, the plant teachers, how they come mm-hmm. to actually assist us in our lives, you see. Now, as far mm-hmm. as the names, B-Sirius is, you know, there's three Siriuses. There's Sirius A, B, C, and C. A, B, and C, yes, three of them. And they all spiral around each other. And our sun spirals around Sirius. I need you to hear this. Our sun's mother is Sirius. We are following Sirius through the galaxy. And we are spiraling around Sirius because Sirius is the only thing that's Sirius. It's stuck. It's there. It pops up. In the springtime, it marks the beginning of spring, and on the 21st of March, which is coming up soon, Sirius pops up, and it marks the beginning of the new season, the springing forward, new life. Every animal, every mm-hmm. plant on the planet in the northern hemisphere responds to Sirius, you see, because mm-hmm. it is the Sirius thing. It marks fall, when fall is coming. There's a lot of information on Sirius, but was named Be Serious by a very good friend of mine who was a Dogon priest who has made his transition to the other realms now. But he called me Be Serious, Serious B. He says, you're Serious B. You're serious. And I said, but, I got jokes. I be cracking jokes on stage. He says, yeah, they're serious jokes. They're focused. And when you understand that serious is about true spirituality, when you study the Dogon tribe who have maps of the entire galaxy, you know, in caves, you know, who can climb rocks, you know, straight up. Nobody even knows how they do this. It's almost like, you know, Spider-Man or something. These are very, very deep, ancient people, you see. And the greatest composer, I mean, should I say the composer, the greatest conductor, orchestral conductor, is a man named Dudu Ndaye Rose. In fact, if you go to my YouTube, which is DocB737, and you'll see Dudu Ndaye Rose playing this drum and conducting these orchestras of drummers. He's a Dogon. When you hear him, you can't even count the music. You can't figure it out. It's so deep, it's so heavy, and so powerful. It's life-changing. So my root comes from Sirius. I'm a star traveler. I'm not from here. Mm-hmm. Some people say, well, Dr. B, where are you from? Well, you know, what do you mean? I need to know what you're talking about. Locally, you know, you mean locally or off-world? Because I'm an off-world being. I'm not really from here, and I'm attempting to adjust. I come here just like you, Coach, and several other people. We come here to visit Bus Stop Earth. This is just a stop on the journey. You see, this is not it. Don't get all hung up. You want to live forever here. No, you're going to live forever anyway. You see, you want to if you keep spiraling into spiral like Sirius and like the sun spirals around Sirius and like Sirius spirals around Vega, Vega spirals around Lyra. Lyra is the sound, the word, the tone that makes everything animate in this particular quadrant of the cosmos. Woo! Don't get me started.
No, we won't get you started. Just kind of warm us up a bit. You said, forget being off the grid. You're off world. We got
Come
a question
everybody
here. Gotta...
So you know, they just don't know it. You know, you become too gravitationally, you know, thick and heavy and too magnetic and too stuck because your shoes are too tight. Your jeans are too tight. Your mind is too tight. Your ideas are tight. You know what I'm saying? Your sex life is tight. Your food is tight. You know, everything is tight. And there used to be an old song called Tighten Up. You know, this is Archie Bell and Drells from Houston, Texas. And we got, you know, well, we can dance just as good as we can walk. I don't know if you remember this. And they had this song called Tighten Up. And it was all about this dance. Everybody used to dance with this real tight, like, dance, you see. But in the dance, in the tightening, you got to be loose. By tightening up on things that are real and loosening up on things that are facade. Loosening up on the fantasy, you see, and beginning to have a what they call a nomina, thinking from the nomina. A nomina is an idea that you create, that you send out into the galaxy at 744 billion miles per second. That's how fast light travel. I mean, thought travels at 744 billion miles per second. When you have a nomina, it's an idea that you're sending out with your imagination into the ethers. Huh? If you stay focused on that idea and not let anything sidetrack your focus, that means you're going to need to have faith. That means you're going to need to feel as if the thing that you have created in your mind is happening now. Feel as if it's happening now. Faith. Feel as if it's happening now. Feel it. See it as if it's happening now. You see? Focus on that. What happens is the nomina begins to materialize and becomes a phenomena. A phenomena is when the thing materialized, but it started as a nomina. I need you to hear me. A nomina is an idea that you create in your imagination. I am a nation of genes, imagination. I am a genie. You see, I am a genie of nations. I'm a nation of genes. Woo! Woo! See, Coach, y'all worked up here.
Right, so that's a good place to take a pause because time is doing what time does. Keeps moving. We have another question. I won't even dare ask you to say anything about this because I was stuck on 744 billion miles per second. I'm just like, my mind is like, stop it, stop it. We had a caller, but it's gone now. Shende, what happened? Okay, let me bring on Celeste because Celeste has this question. And, yeah, let's see if we can squeeze that in and before we release you and wrap the show up. Celeste. Oh, no, wrong one. Let me try this. All right, there we go. There's so much.
All right.
Dr. B, got my brain on fire, man. Okay, we'd love to Shende.
Thank you for your answer. Yes. Thank you for your answer, Dr. B. I appreciate that. So here's the question. What are your thoughts about the use of medical marijuana? Also, some thoughts on the proliferation of dispensaries in low economic communities.
And if you can squeeze that in
totally
about
against,
5-6 minutes.
I am totally against medical marijuana. Totally. 100%. You know why?
Why?
Because medical marijuana is becoming a code word for certain organizations to hybridize and create strains of cannabis that have taken the original signature out of it. You see, they're making it legal all over the place. They just made it legal, I think, yesterday here in Georgia, you know, medical marijuana.
Really?
But, like they said. Oh. Yeah, it passed the House yesterday, and it's about to go to the senators and whoever they are. I don't even know who these people are. The House, the senators. I don't know who they are. You know,
okay.
I don't know how they speak for me because I haven't told them what I feel. But you find that they say, you know, you find that they're saying that it will only be available to people who are very sick, and it will be given through a syringe or a special oil, a pharmaceutical oil. That's not marijuana. That's medical marijuana. See? This is the medicine people taking over. And pretty soon you'll find that, you know, even when they legalize it all the way, which they're going to have to do in a minute anyway, because people are doing it, you might as well legalize it because it's just clogging up the whole court system, you know? But when they do this, you're going to find that the cigarette companies are going to have a new thing to do to make these new hybrid strains of cannabis. And, you know, even a lot of the people, like, you know, I lived in California for many years, and, you know, they had like 1,000 stores. You could just go in and just buy, as long as you had your little card, which you could get from a friend, or you could just tell the doctor that you suffering from, you know, post-traumatic slavery syndrome, and boom, they give you a card, or you got a bad elbow, or, you know, or your neighbor, you know, you're allergic to your neighbor's grass, and they would give you a card. So you can go to the dispensary. So everybody's high. You know what I'm saying? You walk in there, they're smoking in the place, you know, grandma. Anyway, they started making all these hybrid strains. They're using, like, Diet Coke and all these different, you know, to make it grape, make it smell like grapes. You know, you pour grape soda in the soil. You know, it's a lot of stuff that they're doing. I am saying that cannabis is a natural healing plant that's very powerful if it's grown in the earth. And it gets real sunlight so that the biophotons can program it correctly. If you use it as a assistance in your life, if you use it and you give it a spiritual direction and you ask a question that you would like to receive, because it's one of the groups that's called it's one of the plants that's called the plant teacher. The plant teachers will actually teach you something, you see. But like I'm saying, most people are toxic, even, you know, smoking cannabis. They're toxic from their lifestyles. They're toxic from food. This is springtime, so it's time to cleanse. So, you know, we have this total body program. You know, and our total body program is, you know, now worldwide. It gets rid of parasites. It gets rid of the residuals from the cannabis that you smoked and the cigarettes that you were around and everything else in your system. It begins to detoxify, and it refreshes your system. It rejuvenates you. It gives you the minerals that you need, the micro minerals, and it gets rid of those parasites. And a lot of people can't change their mind because the parasites are controlling their mind. So the total body program, right now it's springtime. This is the month to do it. This is March. This is when you begin your marching orders. However you march through March is how you're going to march through the rest of the year. You understand what I'm saying? That's why they call it March. This is how you begin your step through the year. So this is the time to cleanse and detoxify. So we have the Total Body Program at our website, elevationtime.com. And if you'd like to get the Coach Ade special, this is only going to be happening for 48 hours. The Coach Ade, you got to say, and you got to call me for this to get this special. You got to say, I would like the Coach Ade special. You'll get the total body program. You'll also get the new vitamin C tonic, which is 2,000 times stronger than any vitamin C on the planet because it has Camu Camu and baobab from the continent, you see. And this protects your genes. It protects your ideas. It heals your body at a quantum level, this type of vitamin C. Mm-hmm. We'll give you the vitamin C for free if you buy the Total Body Program. The Total Body Program is normally $175. The vitamin C tonic is $25. And if you're in the United States, I'll even ship it to you for free. So you're going to get $40 saving on getting the Coach Ade special. But you've got to call 323-931-1212 to get this special. 323-931-1212. And in it is the biophoton energy, the electrical, what we call cosmic resonance frequencies. There's over 300 herbs. There's crystal medicine. There's vibrational healing. All of this is in this package. It is phenomenal. You see, you got to get your nomina, your idea, to become a phenomena. And to do that, you have got to be phenomenal. You have to show up. And in order to show up, you got to clean up. You got to detoxify. And this year is the year that is crucial for all of us because we now are in the golden age. This is the year of manifestation, which is a seven. You see, manifestation, becoming the God force, becoming the true spiral, becoming the geom, the geometry. You see, the sacred geometry. It comes from you, from the seventh direction inside you. You see, so it's time to do that now. For those of you who would like to join us on this quest of changing the planet, let's clean up our lives. Let's clean up the way we eat. Let's take a break from eating toxins and spewing toxins and talking toxins, getting involved with toxic ideas and toxic conversations. And we will offer this program for $175 you got to say, I want the Chief Ade, Coach Ade. I like that Chief Ade. Coach,
I like it too. So don't change it. No, don't change it. Yeah, there you go, Coach Chief. I like it too.
Coach,
I'm a king actually.
But well, yes. you sound like, you know, I actually think he's an emperor, but that's on you. You want to be a king? I'm an emperor. You on the radio? No, you're an emperor. You're over the empire. Anyway, you call. Thank you. You're welcome. So 323-931-1212. 323-931-1212 for the next 48 hours. You can get that special, but you have to call in for that special.
Woo! Dr. B, you broke the circle with love, and now we're spiraling higher and higher. And thank you. I love who you're being in the world. Thank you for the work you're doing and just showing up. Seriously about who you are and not being afraid, and so doing, being an example for others. Thank you very much, my brother.
And thank you very much for the work that you're doing, you know, over the airwaves of helping folks open up their lives and letting out all the things that are no longer desired. This is what's needed at this time for us to truly love ourselves and become like the spring flowers and to learn to be a flower that dances in the storm. Just dance. Let the storm go by. Be like the golden goose. And just let the problems and the issues fall off your feathers. You see, no matter what you're going through at this time, it's only temporary. Stay focused. Use your nomina. Use your imagination so that the phenomena, the miracle, can show up. At this particular time, we have all awakened from the deep sleep. And we can get caught up in all the stuff, all the distortion that they're trying to give us in the news and all that. They're attempting to keep you asleep like in the Matrix. But we are awakening. It is time to come together, but we have to do something. Move away from intelligence. That's nice to read and study. It's now time to be intuitive and to be into activity. You see, be a revolutionary. Revolve. That means to change and grow and don't stay in the same spot. Be a revolutionary because the revolution will not be televised. It will be live inside of you. Thank you very much, brother. Much love.
I love you, Doc. peace and blessings. I love you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Woo! Let me drink some water on that. I've been drinking water all the time, but I'm going to drink some more. Hold on 1 second. Oh, wow. Now, if you haven't tapped into your sacred medicine after that, it's not. I can't even imagine it. I just can't even imagine it. So make sure you check out Dr. B-Series website, elevationtime.com, and you must call in to get the Emperor, the Chief, the King Life Coach at a special. Call me what you will, because I know whatever you call me, it's simply a reflection of your consciousness. Ah, the number again to call for Dr. B's product is 323-931-1212. 323-931-1212. I love this thing called life, and it turns me on when I have a conversation with people who are saying yes to life, who are living life out boldly and saying, we got to wake up. We are waking up. You have the information. Now it's time for you to follow the inner nudge, your intuition, the wisdom, the inner wisdom. That's what brought you here. Your soul brought you here. You needed to hear this. I don't care how you got here. Your soul, this is a soul appointment. And this month, our theme is living a balanced life. And yesterday we had Monique Ruffin and Donna DeLuca as we're celebrating womanhood. Today we talked about connecting you with your sacred medicine and being able to release all the junk that you don't need anymore, the junk that you didn't need in the first place, but it was weighing you down. It's time to spiritually detox. It's time to have a emotional colonics, mental colonics, to clear all that out so you can have a shift in consciousness. If you don't clear out the, you won't have a shift in consciousness. Oh, I love you so much, and I thank you for being here. Thank you for sharing this show. Thank you for keep listening and all that you're doing in the world, all that you're doing. Wait, let's see. I think somebody has a question in the chat room about music. What is the question? Do you want to bring on Yvette? I don't see. Let's see. Who wants to know about questions? Marcy Ann wants to know the name of the soundtrack that of the song that Stevie Wonder did. What I would say, Marcy, I want to call you Mary. I'm sure you're used to that, but my apologies. My mind and my eyes are playing games. Yeah, Google, I think Lulu just put a link for The Secret Life of Plants. And the documentary used to be on YouTube, but I think now if you find it, there's one. I think they took the audio out for some reason, you know, copyright and all that other stuff. But I'm sure you can purchase a copy so you can hear it and see it and watch it and be elevated in consciousness. It's almost time to release the show. There's nothing more to say other than letting you or reminding you that I love you, I bless you, I appreciate you, and I thank God for you. And I'm just reminding you, encouraging you to be love. It is the essence of who you really are, the love that transcends sentimentality. The love that loves just for the sake of loving. The kind of love that has no conditions. This love doesn't even understand what conditions mean. So it's unconditional love. It loves for the sake of loving. That's who you are. That's the essence of who you are. And in the process, be true to yourself so you may love unconditionally. And as you love unconditionally, love is a giver. Love is a receiver. So make sure you open yourself up to be loved. Love as the giver is your spiritual nature. Love as the receiver is your physical nature. It's all about balanced. It's all about balance. You can be a joyful giver, but be a joyful receiver as well. Ebb and flow. You breathe in, you breathe out. Yes, I need to drink some more water. And it's time to release the show. We're going to release the show with Miten and Deva Pramal. This is a song called Awakening, and it's on Miten's CD,
Miten is spelled M-I-T-E-N. David Pramal is David, D-E-V-A, Pramal, P-R-E-M-A-L. Their website address is davidmiten.com, D-E-V-A-P-R-E-M-A-L-M-I-T-E-N.com. Go get your special, clean out the junk, clean out the crap, and you may elevate in consciousness. Your life depends on it. And whatever you do, take care of yourself, take care of your body, take care of your mind, and let your spirit soul expand. Listen to your spirit, and I look forward to being back here tomorrow, 12 p.m. Eastern, while I'm flying solo. So who knows? We don't know what's going to happen. But we know it's going to be in alignment with living a balanced life. Miten and Deva Pramal, we are awakening. Peace and blessings.
We are awakening to the calling of the mystic. Awakening in the flowering of the heart. Everybody here melting into presence, overflowing effervescence, rising in love. We are awakening to a long forgotten memory. Dawn is breaking, waves are coming in. Everybody here standing in wonder beneath the rain and the thunder, rising in love.
Shanti. Life Conversations Radio. Be the change you want to see.
Hi, I'm Mark Victor Hansen. I want you to be listening to Life Conversations. My friends are running it, and they do the best hosting on the planet. Enjoy the show.
Life Conversations. We dare you to live your best life.